Adventurer Drew Smith will be speaking at the St. John Public Library Central Branch on Sunday, June 14th, about his epic voyage to the point on Earth furthest from his birthplace in Sussex, New Brunswick. While living in San Francisco, Smith became fascinated by the idea of his very own antipode, the specific location on the exact opposite side of the Earth to the place where he was born. Smith finally reached the far other side, in the middle of the Indian Ocean in 2024, before embarking on the long journey back to Canada, including months alone in open sea, eventually making it back last year. Smith spoke with Local 107.3 FM about his adventure and what it taught him, and gave some hints as to the stories of his odyssey that people can hear at the library on June 14th.
In 2024, I achieved a goal that had been a project I'd been working on for about 6 years, which is I sailed to the exact opposite side of the Earth from Sussex, which it turns out is about 1,000 miles south of Perth, Australia. It turns out there's a word for it, and that word is antipode. So two points on the opposite side of the Earth from each other. We would say they're antipodal to each other. I was in a boat in San Francisco and had just come back from a party, and this idea of opposites, of antipodes, was stuck in my head for some reason. And in the middle of the night, I sat bolt upright in my bed, and I had a couple of realizations. The first one was that the opposite side of the Earth, and I mean like exactly, like to the meter, the exact opposite side of the Earth from the room that I was born in, that must be the farthest I can possibly travel on Earth in my life. And the second thing that I realized out of that was that everybody has one of these places. Like, we all have this spot that represents the farthest we can possibly go on Earth in our lifetime, and nobody really ever thinks about it. And so it turns out, for most people, myself included, that spot is somewhere in the ocean. When I figured out that my antipode was in the ocean, at first I was a little bit disappointed, but after that it just kind of like created this insane feeling of direction and purpose in my life. And I knew that like everything that I had done in my life up until that moment was leading me towards this, and everything going forward would take me to that spot.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about the route and how long the actual voyage itself took?
So it started in San Francisco, where I was at the time. The first couple of years, I had to sail the boat south to Mexico and completely rebuild it, stem to stern, to prepare it for a voyage of this magnitude. I didn't actually leave Mexico until 2019, and then was heading south on the route right about February 2020, which, as we all know, everything kind of shut down. So I ended up having to sail to Hawaii and then back to Canada, which created this, like, you know, 9,000-mile detour out of my original plan, leaving me further away from my destination. You know, I spent a year in Canada and then headed out again, headed down south to Mexico again, and then out to French Polynesia. Spent 3 months cruising around French Polynesia, and then headed for Pongo Pongo in American Samoa, and then Western Samoa, and then the Cook Islands, and then Fiji, and then Vanuatu, and then New Caledonia, and then finally into Australia. And then a full year of cruising. Like, Australia, it turns out, is very big, and the way the dominant weather patterns work, you kind of have to go counterclockwise around it. And down to my antipode, I reached there in January of 2024, and then it was actually another 18 days in the roaring 40s to get over to Hobart, Tasmania, and went up to Sydney, out to Fiji for a few months, down to New Zealand for a few months, and then last year, 2025, I was 107 days at sea, single-handed, just me on the boat, from New Zealand all the way back to Victoria, Canada. It's a 34-foot sailboat, so if you're in a couple or, you know, with two good friends, it's not too small, but it's definitely too small to be taking people that you don't know well out for a month at sea. It's like a 100-square-foot apartment. More of the larger voyages were solo than I was expecting or frankly really wanted to be. I got pretty good at it, frankly. It turns out I'm actually really good company. I like all the food that I make. I laugh at all my jokes. I let myself win at Mario Kart. But if I had to choose it, I'd much rather sail with a crew.
Could we go on to how you kind of got into sailing?
Well, honestly, it's kind of a metaphor for wanting out of a bad relationship. At the time, I was engaged to a woman. We'd been together for 9 years, and for some reason, my brain was just telling me all I wanted to do was sail off into the sunset. And when we did part ways, I was kind of already on that path. So the thing about direction and purpose is that a dumb direction trumps no direction any day of the week. And so I did. I sold all my stuff, and I got a sailboat, and I moved onto it immediately, and I roughed it for a few years. This would have been about 2008. And slowly over time, I kind of I fixed that boat up, and then a girlfriend and I took it to Mexico and sailed there for about 4 years in the Sea of Cortez. And I got really good at sort of that lifestyle of living on boats at anchor. And my friend referred to it as living life at eye level. Like you really have to know where every watt of electricity that you use comes from. Like every drop of fresh water that you use has to come from somewhere and be stored somewhere. I just loved that kind of challenge, that lifestyle.
This sounds like it took over your life. I mean, obviously it did for some time. What happens after that?
There's a funny thing about achieving huge goals like this, the ones that overtake your entire life, and it's that when you achieve them, there's this elation, there's this feeling of accomplishment, and then it fades so quickly, and you're left without any direction and any purpose in life, and it's tragic, and it felt like a breakup. It felt like, you know, the world's coming to an end a little bit. I'll be honest, I've been chasing that high ever since, that feeling of, you know, when you get up in the morning and you know that every single thing that you do in your life is furthering your goal. And when that sort of direction and purpose goes away, it feels like it's a rug pull. So since then, I've been kind of chasing that feeling again, and I'm slowly developing the next project, which I want to take the same idea of going on a crazy long sailing expedition. I want to make sure that it's more the journey, not the destination, that is the part that is fulfilling. And I want to take the focus a little bit off of me and more onto we. I want it to be more of a community-based project, but that's still probably a year, maybe two away.
I understand you're selling the boat that you sailed to your Antipode. How does that feel, the place that you called home for so long?
Honestly, rough. Like, I love... You know, you pour your heart and soul into a vessel like that, and it's more than just a car. It's more than a house. That's a vessel that's carried me to the other side of the world and safely, and it's just such an intimate relationship. But sometimes the only way to move forward is to take a good solid step back. If I want to continue with the kind of life that I've been living, with the kind of adventures that I've been having, and I don't want to grow old alone, what I need to be doing is fostering community. There's such a community that's already surrounding the Farther Side project, just sort of online, but how do I move more of that into the vessel itself? And the only way to do that is for that vessel to get bigger. So I need a bigger boat.
I'm wondering about people who may have something they want to do, small or big, probably maybe it won't be jumping on a boat and sailing around the world, but what would you say to them?
The thing about meaning is that it can come from an external source or it can come from an internal source. And the ones that you think are important are arguably much more important than the ones that are externally validated. You know, meaning and purpose and direction can come from your own idea. They don't have to come from outside. Finding that meaning from within and pursuing it was probably the most rewarding experience of my life. I shot an awful lot of videos just sort of in the last year and a half or so of the project. And those were all on my, you know, social media. It's like @FarOtherSide on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And that's what I'm hoping to continue. Well, actually, I'm doing a delivery of a sailboat down from Alaska to Victoria in about 3 weeks. And I'll be doing a daily video every day that I'm sailing that boat down. I'm speaking here at the Public Library on June 14th at 2 p.m. It's a Sunday, and the topic of the talk will be this crazy adventure, the 6 years across the South Pacific, circumnavigating Australia, heading way, way out into the deep, open southern Indian Ocean to this random GPS location, the challenges that were faced mentally and physically in, like, sailing, you know, deep blue ocean. I hope to see a good crowd at the library on the 14th. If you're into that sort of adventure story, I think it's a pretty good story. I'm pretty happy with it.
More information about Drew Smith and his Far Other Side project can be found at farotherside.com and across social media. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.